Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Tonight, let's begin talking about, we talked about we walk in love, but tonight we are led by the Holy Spirit. So, Romans chapter 8 with me, please. Now, the 8th chapter of Romans is pretty well the gospel. I like to call this the gospel according to Paul, because he said, this is my gospel. Oh. I'm of the opinion that the reason that his writings are so eloquent and he's the educated one. Now, he's of the tribe of Benjamin. And sat at the feet of Gamaliel. At the same time, he was a Roman citizen. I mean, this is God just handpicked this man. Turned him around and changed his name. His name was Saul of Tarsus. Covenant name change. Isn't that good? So now, 14th verse. 12th verse, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Back up here now. I want to show you something right here at the beginning of this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh. Or you can put it like this, who walk not after the five physical senses, but after the Spirit. No, after the Word. Because the Spirit wrote it. The five physical senses versus the Word. Well, the only Word they had back there then was the first covenant. He didn't realize he's writing the New Testament. He's just writing letters. So... Now, come on over here. Now, I want you to look at that. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, come on back over here now. For if we live after the five physical senses, you will die. But if you through the Spirit or through the Word and the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, excuse me, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we also may be glorified together. Now, think about that. Now, being led of the Spirit. All right, now, turn with me to 1 Corinthians. Yes, I will, Lord. I hadn't planned to do this, but I'm yours to command. I want to look at this 11th chapter here because I take communion a lot. And when I'm at home there and I go into my study and I just take some matzo bread and some grape juice, and I got to turn to this scripture right here in the 11th chapter. And for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And he began to teach them then. Now, here's verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. What does that mean? You go in and receive communion, and you've been bad-mouthing other people, and that's the Lord's body. Whomever it is, it's the Lord's body. We don't need to be doing that anytime. And, you know, have a fuss about somebody on the way to church and then take communion. Oh, yeah. But now, Lord, I want you to notice this. This is what came up in my spirit. Well, this is all part of it. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, not condemn ourselves, judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, or corrected, that we should not be condemned with the world. Judge yourself. Judge yourself. Now, judgment's good. Judgment is good. Because it is a correction. But judging yourself saves you a lot of pain. There is a judging of people that 99% of the Christians don't realize they are in judgment. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if I had been pastor, I wouldn't have done that.
Come on, speak on
it. Well, come on, dimwit. If you was pastor, that's what you would have done.
Come on.
It's a lack of understanding and ignorance of it. You just judged that person. And you just set the bar for yourself. And the devil will see to it that you have a chance. Oh, I'd never do that. Really? That's judgment. So you just don't do that. So now, here we are. I wanted you to see that about judging ourselves. Now let's go over here to the 12th chapter. We're still talking about being led of the Spirit, and now we're going to see manifestations of the Spirit. Chapter 12, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto those dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand, now I want to show you something about this, that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. Now, there was junk like that going on. These people... He was, when you were Gentile, they were idol worshipers. And they would stand up and scream at one another across the whole congregation, just wild you know, as a bunch of goats, and just scream at one another. And so he had to straighten a lot of that out. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. I want you to notice administrations. Do you see ministry right in the middle of that? The ministration of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another by the same Spirit the gifts of healings, gifts of healings, plural, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by the Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now, isn't that interesting? And, wait a minute. Let's see. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Now, I'm going to look over here in the book of Hebrews, in that sixth chapter, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the dead works, but faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms. There's baptism in water, baptism in the Holy Spirit, and we just read one. Being baptized into the body of Christ. We were immersed into the body of Christ. I don't know. I just have it in my spirit. I helped somebody with that right then. And that's one of them. So, and it's a good thing to know that he wrote that. So now, we'll go back over here to 1 Corinthians. Now, I want to talk to you. All these work that one and self same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he will. For the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not the body, is it therefore not the body? If the whole body was an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. Now that's interesting. As it has pleased him. Well, led of the Spirit, understanding the ways of the Spirit. I'm going to go back to that 13th chapter. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not love, I come as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. Let's come over here to the 14th chapter. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. He that speaks in an unknown tongue, unknown is always italicized. Speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. He that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies or builds himself up. He that prophesies edifies or builds up the church. So this is where you build yourself up. Make your spirit strong. So I said, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive. I'm gonna pray in tongues all the way back to Tulsa. All the way back. And I did. And I thought, and I said it. If I'm edified, I can't tell it. Just have a dry throat. And I was tired. Now, one of the men, Tommy Tyson, was chaplain of Oral Roberts University. He was the one that I told after that experience I had what had happened. He's the one that said, Kenneth, you can't do anything here. Go home and come back in January. And I enrolled January the 24th. So Tommy Tyson, I got in and Gloria said, Tommy Tyson is speaking tonight in so-and-so's prayer group. Do you want to go? Oh, I was tired. I thought, yeah, it's Tommy Tyson. Let's go. So I changed clothes and we went over there. This woman, large living room and a lot of chairs and so forth in there. So we got there and we just sat around right there in two chairs. And Tommy was, you know, about this far away, and he's just teaching away. And he said, now, anyone that needs healing, if you would just raise your hand and someone around you will lay hands on you. There was a woman right behind Gloria and me. She was just sitting there. She raised her hand. And so then everyone stood up. She had her hand up, so I just turned around there, and when I laid hands on her, I'm telling you, fire came out of my hand. Knocked her down back in her chair. I was edified. My spirit was built up. Fire came out of my hand. Knocked her back into that seat. Totally healed when she got. Praise God. That's how I learned all this stuff. Well, these are manifestations of the Spirit.
Yes.
And people get all hung up and messed up about, well, it's passed away and all of that. And, well, tongues have passed away. No, they haven't. Not understanding, well, the apostle put it like this. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Do all speak with tongues? He was talking about the ministry gift of tongues.
Right.
Well, now see there, I don't have it. Well, prophecy will pass away. Yes, it will. Tongues will pass away. Well, see there, it's passed away. Just casual glance at the Bible. Foul up. The devil's used it to mess up things. Because he is the fowler.
You know.
But if you do a careful study of these things, then you find out that these manifestations are to profit the body of Christ. Jesus is the gift to the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Holy Spirit is the gift to the church. It's a gift. He is a gift. Jesus said, it's more expedient that I leave because I'm going to send him back. Another comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. The cross reference says, as orphans. Oh, I will not leave you like this. because the Father within me does the work. Praise God. And people say, did Jesus speak in tongues? Well, he didn't need to speak in tongues. But now, wait a minute. At the tomb of Lazarus, he groaned in the spirit and he said, I know you always hear me. He was interceding and groaning in the spirit before he said anything. He waited 4 days. Would you like to know why? The Jewish people believe that the Spirit lingers for 4 days and then leaves. So he put an end to that. He just waited. Praise God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, they came up. And you know the story. And he said, I am he. And knocked those guys down. All of a sudden, a young man in a cloth just ran off naked. Somebody said, that was Mark. No, it was not. Study it out. The cloth was grave clothes. They brought that young man in there to bury him. It was the Garden of Gethsemane. It's cemetery, you understand? And he said, I am, and just raised him from the dead, and he jumped up and ran off. My Lord. Oh, that's our Savior. That's our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you got time? Well, if you don't, go home. I'm going to tell it anyway. This is being led of the Spirit. And then to be led of the Spirit, you're going to have to edify yourself. And then you have to get over here in that 13th chapter. If you're led of the Spirit, if you'll study this 13th chapter, you have the manifestations of the Spirit in the 12th chapter, and you come to this 13, it just wipes them out if you're not walking in love. Every one of them. Every one of them. In that 31st verse, covet earnestly the best gifts. Are you doing that? Are you really doing that? Covet manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Covet it. Press for it. I have to have this. I need this to minister to people. No telling where I'm liable to be tomorrow. I need this. I covet these gifts. And there's a person that asked my spiritual father, which is the best gift? He said, the one you need at the time.
When my path is uneven and the journey is difficult, your authority is my strength and my peace. Fear will never conquer me, for you have already won, and I have the victory. My trust is in you, and my faith is wide open. Experience wide open faith at the Southwest Believers Convention, August 1st through the 6th. Register today at kcm.org/swbc.
As a believer, you already meet all the qualifications to being an overcomer. If you're feeling beat down in any area, professionally, socially, physically, or mentally, faith is the key to stepping over into the victory side. In the audio series, Faith, How It Works, Kenneth Copeland's teachings can help you grasp God's faith formula that is found in the Word of God. Get your questions answered through this important foundational teaching. What is faith, and where does it come from? Who has faith? How do you get more faith? How can faith help you live a better life? No weapon of the enemy is a match for faith released. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, and speaking the word releases faith. Take the first steps toward living a God-pleasing life full of love, hope, and victory by receiving this impactful teaching into your heart today. Learn how to use the world-overcoming faith God has given you. The weapons of the enemy are no match for faith when it's released. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series, Faith, How It Works, on kcm.org/victory offer, or when you call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Our free gift this week from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is called Faith, How It Works. In this audio series, you'll learn how to use God's spiritual weapons of faith. No matter what you're facing, God has the answer, and releasing faith is the key. It will prosper your health, finances, and relationships, and also impact those around you. Develop the faith of God in you and become a witness to others of His goodness and power. Request your gift on MP3 disc or download it free from kcm.org today. The Southwest Believers Convention is finally here, and it's going on all this week at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This event goes through Saturday, August 6th, so there's still time for you to get in on this meeting. Gloria Copeland has said, one word from God can change your life forever. If you're at a crossroads in life, or you need a breakthrough in your situation, I invite you to come and spend time in God's Word and His presence. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And Brother Copeland and a powerful team of speakers are preaching faith and victory all week long. So set aside this time to hear from God and press into what He has for you. When it comes to God's promises, you've got to believe and contend for it with your faith. That's why the Southwest Believers Convention is the place for you to be. Join us in person or watch live online at kcm.org. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.